7. Port wine. Paradoxically, port wine is neither grown nor produced in Porto, but in the Alto Douro. From there, it is transported for maceration to the cellars that are located right in front of the city, in Vila Nova de Gaia, on the other side of the Ribeira. But it is from Porto that it is exported to the rest of the world, thanks to the city's privileged position at the very mouth of the river, which historically facilitated exports to England. The Alto Douro region, located about 100 kilometers from Porto, has always produced wines, although they were not consumed outside Portuguese territory. In 1678, war broke out between France and England, so wine exports from France ceased. Faced with this situation, the English set their eyes on their Portuguese ally to quench their thirst, and Douro Valley wine began to be consumed throughout Great Britain. The British then established several wineries in Portugal, enjoying a monopoly on production until the 18th century, when the Portuguese also entered the business by founding Companhia Velha. The vineyards are located on very steep terraces, whose impressive geography does not allow for the industrialization of cultivation. Harvesting has been carried out by hand for over 2,000 years. Because of this great cultural value, the area of the Alto Douro is protected by UNESCO. Once the grapes are picked, they are taken to the cellars located in Vila Nova de Gaia. There, shortly after fermentation begins, the grape juice is mixed with eau de vie. This stops the fermentation of the sugar in the fruit, so it remains a sweet wine. These types of wines are known as fortified wines, and as such, they have a high alcohol content of between 19 and 22%. There are several types of port wine. Among the red port wines, the Ruby is aged in huge barrels for 8 to 10 years. The Tawny is aged in smaller barrels, and this high contact with the wood allows it to acquire another color and other nuances. White port is fermented in barrels larger than 20,000 liters and is classified by its sweetness.